Shneya mikrecha dorshu, like Rashi says. Amrav Yechanan, linyan eluye kuliyama machne sheretz chayiv. Could be that's not the machlokes here. Maybe both of them hold not like Shmuel. Both of them hold that if you bring your sheretz into the mikdash, you take a chayiv. But the machlokes now, mishnah is a linyan lohoitzi. Machlokes is from which part of the mikdash, if you find it there, do you have a right to take it out on Shabbos? A linyan lohoitzi, hanimtza biyazar b'shabbos. If you find the sheretz in the base mikdash on Shabbos, b'hai krof ligi. The machlokes, the mishnah, can you take it out of the azar or not? What is the machlokes told him? There's no machlokes in this pasuk. Pasuk of Divrei Hayomim and Divrei Hayomim. The pasuk says, "Vayavoyu akahanim leplima beis Hashem." So the kahanim came into the heichal to kodesh kadoshim letar to metairit. That's what they wanted to get out when they first came up from the goyim to take out all the tumas avoid the zorah the goyim put there. So first the kahanim came into the kodesh kadoshim and metairit took out the tumas avoid the zorah. V'yotziu eis kol hatuma. Hashem motzo beheichal Hashem lachotzer beis Hashem. They took out all the avoid zoris from the heichal, from the kodesh hakadoshim, out of it into the chotzer, is into the azara. That's what the kahanim did. Rashi says, "Vayavoyu akahanim penima beis Hashem beheichal biyitziu atumah avoid zora v'zakruvaseho shein metanim biyoyel." All the avoid zoris that the goyim put into the heichal, that's what you have a right to take out. Where did the kahanim take it out to? The chotzer beis Hashem to the azara. The Kahanim took it out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the Azorah. Now, by Yekablu Halaviyim Lohitziyah Lanachal Kidrum, once it was in the Azorah, who took it further from the Azorah into the Nachal Kidrum to throw it out altogether? That was Leviyim, not the Kahanim. But Leviyim took it further into the Nachal Kidrum Chutza. They threw it out. Trashi Beikablu Halaviyim Lohitziyah Mishom Nachal Kidrum, Ava Kahanim Acherim Lohimetanim. But have new kahanim now to come and take this avodah zarah that's atomic if you touch it, to let these kahanim carry it out would not matter. Afal pi sheitzrichim anoshim harbe, even though it needed a lot of people, elu matziim in heichal yazara, that these that took it out from the heichal to the azara, avilu misham luchutz, but to carry it from the azara further out, not leviim hu demetamin. We only let leviim do it now, because if you touch an avodah zarah, touch a takruvas avodah zarah, it's metame you. So we don't want Kahanim to metama themselves. Therefore, the Leviim did it, not the Kahanim. But like Kahanim. That's Pshan this Pasuk. Now, what's our Machlokes? So Gemara, Ma Sover. That's Ben Yannis, the first man the Yemen al-Mishnah holds. Midi Ishtani Biyazar B'Leviim. So you see, Tuma Biyazar B'Leka. Without you see that by taking the Tuma, taking the Avoid Zorah, out of the Azorah, outside, we're not matter the Kahanim to do it. We made a Shinu and said, Leviim, take it out. Mash must not such a chomadika din to get a chomadika thing out of the azara. That's why we're not mat the kahanim to do it. That's why the apostle said the kahanim only took the tumor out of the heichol into the azara. Because that you have to get it out. You can't have tumor in the azara. But to take it out from the azara further, it's not awesome in the raisa. So therefore we're not mat the kahanim to matama themselves further, but rather we say Leviim, you come and take it further. Rashi says, the Leviim, since once the avoid the Zorah came out of the Heichel into the Azorah, we don't let Kahanim do it. On Leviim, Shemamina, Heicha the Isa be Azorah. When you have a Tumah, Digazak like an avoid the Zorah in the Azorah, Loi Maskinin Le Biaveirim. You have no right to take it out of there in the life of an Aveirim. And here, to let Kahanim come and do it in Aveirah, because the Kohen is also to Matamar himself. So we don't let a kohen to do an avera to take out an avodah zarah from the azara outside. We rather tell Leviim do it. Elam hadrina nahaterim. Let's find a Levi. There's no issue for Levi to matar himself. For the Shabbos namelu dechinat shvus. So now that's the Nenesis for our Mishnah also, that on Shabbos if you find a sheretz in the azara, since there's no issue the raisa, so now we're not matir to do a shvus of taking a sheretz on Shabbos and taking it out. So we're not matir a shvus. We say let's stay in the azara.
He holds no raya from this din here.
Avada tome that's in the azar, it's awesome the raisam. You have to take it out of there. Therefore, now Mishnah on Shabbos, if you find the sheretz in the azara, it's awesome the raisam. You have a right to take it out. Since it's only a shvus touching a muksa, you're allowed to carry it outside. Why does the pasuk say here that when the kahanim took the avoid the zara out of the heichal into the azara, mikan veilach, you can't use kahanim anymore? The terrorist is, of course, you have a partial way to do it the heter. Like, since you could do it the heter, why do it the yisr? So
So in other words, to go into the Heichel, it's also for a Levi to go into Heichel. The only person that's allowed to go into the Heichel is only a Kohen. So therefore, we're only matter the Kohen to go into the Heichel, because they're the only ones that go there. So they go there and take the Tumah, avoid the Zorah out of the Heichel, into the Azorah. But once it's in the Azorah now, Mamonashach, for a Levi to take it further, there's no Issa Derech at all. So why should you be matter to let Kohen and carry it further, and be Matama themselves? There's no reason to be over Issa Derech. That's what the Pasuk means. But there's no right to say that when the Avoid Zorah stopped in the Azorah, it's Mutim Midiraisa to stay there. No, it's Osim Midiraisa. It has to be taken further. But the question is, no, who's going to take it further now? He just told there's no Heter for Kahanim to do it, because for them, they'll be Matam themselves as Nisim Midiraisa. Let a Levi do it. A Levi's not Matam himself. So, Melo, from this post, you have no right to say that in the Azorah there's no Issa Midiraisa. How about there is an Issa Midiraisa there? But just that, why do we Issa? Do it to Heter better. So, Melo Kitzer is no right, we have no machlokes anoyim in this din. The maskon is more mashma gemara's nemzon, that avada there is an issue deraisa for sherets to come into the base of Migdish. You can't bring it in. And if it's there, you have to take it out and the rice also. The Rashi says, the lo yevsha, the heichol le'ayli levim. Because in the heichol, the kodesh hakadoshim, a lady is not allowed to go. The afidu kahanim asiru le'mail. Ella be'avoyde, v'chsir ve'ayobo v'chol eisel ha'kodesh. No, only by the Kohen Gadol could go on Yom Kippur, he could go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, only a Kohen could go in there. Mashen came in the Azorah where Levim could go, we let Levim take it out. So the Maratona Rabbonim, HaKohen Nechnosim Beheichel, anybody is allowed to go into the Heichel, live nice, to build it. If that's what we say, it's an Issa to go in, only a Kohen Gadol, that's time to go in. But if you're going in for another person to build it, then it's Mutter. Who are Din Lasakin? That's time to build the Metchilim, but to fix it up. Who are then to take it out? Really, anybody could do it. Or mitzvah the kohanim, but I call upon him. It's a mitzvah to let a kohen do it. Without he's allowed to go in there sometime. Mishum avodah, it's a mitzvah to let a kohen. But really, for stam a person, there's no kohanim around to let a yisrael by says to go in there. There wouldn't be an issue deraisa. In main shom kohanim, if you have no kohanim to go into the kodesh hakodashim, then nichnasim levim. We let a levi go in. Because it's not called Mabias Rekum. He's not coming in for nothing. He's going in there for a purpose to take the sheretz out. So Mashma, that's Mutim Midiraisa. Ain't Sham Levim, if there are no Levim around on hand, and Nechnosim Yisraelim, you even let a Yisrael go into the Heichot of Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out a sheretz that's there. The ED, Torim in Temeim Loi. But both told only let a Torah-dika person go in, not a Talmudika person. Because since a Talmudic person has a Zaytik Isser not to go into the Tumah, we don't let a Talmudic person go in. Omer Rav Huna. Rav Kana Messiah Kahani. Rav Kana always, Messiah always gave Eitzes for the Kahanim. He made it easier for the Kahanim. Like we'll soon see the Eitzes. Like Rashi says, Messiah Kahani, the Omer Kamon Kahanim, Timeya Madifi, Mitari Yisraelim. He holds no, not like the last Svarim. If you have a Kohen, even though he's Tamei, he comes first rather than Yisrael the Torah. The Tony Rav Kana. Since the Pasuk says, "Ach elah peroiches lo yavoi," you're not allowed to come into the Kodesh Hakadoshim. Yochol lo yiyu kahanim bali mumim nichnosim bein ulem ulamizbeach la sois rukoye pachim. Maybe even a kohen that's a bal mum can't even walk between the ulem and the mizbeach. Stam to do avoid to do lasis rukoye pachim. That's like to bang down the gold to make the gold that you need for the mizbeach. Rashi says, Rukuya Tatsim Shelzov used to bang down the gold for the binyan. Shemachafin then based Kodesh HaKadoshim Teichim. Used to cover up the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the gold. So I would think maybe a Kohen can't even walk there, or Kohen at the Baal Mum. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, no, Acholik. That is the Chilik. The Rashi, Acholik Kleimer. Ochin Barakin, Miyutin. There's a Miyut. Kol Esim Vagam Rebuyin. Cholik Miyutim Locha Shari Leluye. That any time you're doing it, l'shei malocha, it's mutter to go in. Acholik. That if your purpose to walk through, even though you're baal mum, but your purpose is to do this avoida of knocking down the gold to make it fit to put on the mizbeah on the kodesh kedushin, that's mutter. Now mitzvah b'tzmimim. That the mitzvah is let a kohen tam a tam walk in. Of the ain sham tzmimim, if you have no kanda tzmimim, nichnasim baal mumim. You are allowed baal mumim walk into that place. Now, mitzvah v'torim. Mitzchilah to mitzvah to have a Torah, the Kohen walk in there. Ain sham torim, if you have no torim, nechnosim tenayim. You're allowed to let a Talmudic person walk in there. Or the Eidiv, Eidiv Kohanim, in Yisraelim loy. That's where Rav Kana learns. That there's a mile of having a Kohen over Yisrael. Even though the Kohen is Tomei, still we let the Kohen walk in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, let him do this work of flattening out the gold rather than letting the Yisrael do it. That's what the Gemara said before. Rehuna said that Rav Kana is Messiah Kahani. Rav Kana, like, give advantages to a Kohen. He says, rather have a Kohen do it, even though he's Tomei, than have Yisrael do it. So the Mari Boyelihu, Tomei Yobal Mum, Ezim Yem Nichnas. You have two Kahanim here. One Kohen is a Talmudic Kohen, and one Kohen is a Baal Mum. Which one should go in to do this avodah of knocking down the gold? Like both have a chesaron, each one is something wrong. One is Tomei, and one is a Baal Mum. And if you don't have any of them, you let either one go. But you have a choice, which one is better? So tomorrow, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Omar Rav Tomei Nichnas. It's better to have a Kohen Tomei walk in. Why? Do I story be avodah Sibur? A kol point of a kohen tomei, certain times he's allowed to do the avodah. By a korban tzibur, we say tumah hutra, tumah dechuya, but tzibur. So since by a korban tzibur that you're allowed to do it, even but tomei, so you see a tomei has a milah. Sometimes he could do the avodah. He's more chosh. Mashenk and a baal mum can never do the avodah. So a tomei, a kohen is more choshiv than a kohen baal mum. We have lezer raimen no baal mum nichnas. The baal mum goes in first. Do ishtori dachilas kodeshim, because the baal mum is allowed to eat the korban at least. He can't do the avoidah. But after they did the avoidah, to eat the kachim, a Baal Mum is allowed to eat it. Mashenk and a kohen is tummy, it's also in the rice, can't eat kachim. Since he's tummy, can't eat kachim. So that's a big chesaron. That's this machlokes. Who's better, a kohen tummy or a kohen? Baal Mum is this machlokes. Both have studim. One is good and one is no good. If Shimon on there, Shimon says, last part of the Mishnah was, if Shimon said, Mokim shatir lucho chachome mishalcho nosnu. What do you mean to say? The more Reb Shimon Hechikoi. Where's Reb Shimon going on talking about that the Chavim gave it from you? They gave you something. What did they give you? The more Hosim Koi is going on the Gemara before we had. It's none. Mi Shehechshech, the Gemara in Shabbos had it before. Mi Shehechshech Chus Tchum. Some at the beginning of Shabbos was right outside the Tchum of the city. His Afilu Am Achat, even though he's only one Am outside the city, Lo Yikonis. He's not allowed to walk inside the city. He's called out of the Tchum. He can't come in the city. Reb Shimon Oyman no, Afilo Chomesh Asor Amah. Even if it's 15 Amas outside the Tchum, still Yikonis. He's allowed to come into the city. Because when they first make the place where the Tchum ends, they don't do a perfect job. They don't pull the string all the way to get exactly the Tchum. In order for this purpose, that somebody makes a mistake and walks outside the boundary line of the Tchum, can they still be allowed to come into the city? That when they first measured, they purposely made a mistake to say, here's the boundary of the Tchum, but really there's another 15 Amis where the Tchum really ends. Now, Tekoma Tanakama, Lo Yikone, the Tanakama says, if you're even one Amma outside of the city, outside of the Tchum, you can't come in. But Yom Lo Yabashimon Yikonis, the Bashimon says, no, you're allowed to come in. Why are you allowed to come in? Because the Shimon says, Mokim Shatir Lecho Chachomim, Mishalecho Nosn Lecho. Because when the Chachomim counted the Tchum, the extra 15 Amas outside the Tchum really still belongs to you. It's really the Alpayim Amma first ends 15 Amas later. Now they made the point where the Tchum ends 15 Amas earlier. Today people shouldn't come to make the mistake. But that's the reason why you're allowed to come in. All right, let's stop here.
Yeah, the last Gemara is... the Mishnah says the end. Shle hitiru lecho elam mishum shvus. Reb Shimon says there's something that's only muta mishum shvus. So the Gemara heichi koi. Where is Reb Shimon going that he's talking about something that's muta mishum shvus, mishum something that's only osim the rabbanon? So the Gemara hosim koi is going on the Gemara before. The Yom Matanakama koishroi we had before. If the kinur, if the harp breaks on Shabbos, that the first man the Yom said we'll have to fix it on Shabbos and even make kshira. Tie their strings together, which is Nisi D'Raisan. Still, he holds that Machshira Mitzvah is Doich HaShabbos. You're allowed to tie the string on Shabbos. The Yom Malay Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon answered back and said, no, Oinva, you're only allowed to make a bow. As we darshan Aniva, the Loy Ostla Dechi Yavchat is Sharwale Rabbanan. Now Reb Shimon is being Mazb explaining himself. Why only a bow? Because Reb Shimon holds that Machshira Mitzvah is not Doich HaShabbos. You have no right to do an Issur D'Oraisa, even though it's for the purpose of being able to, like, hear the Levim, to say their shir, to sing, which is the purpose of the Karbonis. Still, the Hechsher, something that's not the actual Korban itself, just something you need to be able to do the Korban, is not the Cheshabbos. So you have no right to do an Issur D'Oraisa. Therefore, Shimon explains himself that it's only matter to do an Aniva, a bow, because the bow is only Yosim the Rabbanan. Since there's only Nosim Issa Midrabbanan, in the Tzorech Beis HaMikdash, the Tzorech Gevoya, the Rabbanan will make it to say you are allowed to make a bow here on this harp that broke on Shabbos.
So that's what he's explaining himself. Tloyostu de chiyav chatis, sharvule rabbonin. Has an aniva, a bow, which is not osim the raisa, it's only osim the rabbonin will make it. Hashem came kshira to make a knot, mamash, to tie back the harp, to tie back the pieces together, the string, the yosl of chatis, that there would be an issue, the raisa, lo sharvule rabbonin. On that, the rabbonin will not matter. Because Reb Shimon Shit read, an issue, the raisa is not mutter, we do not say, hechshe mitzvah is deiche Shabbos. Hadrin alecha amoitzi tfilun, aslikolo, mesechta ervin. Yeah, that's the last Rashi says here. That's the Gemara says that Kshira is the osel of the Chiyuv Chatis, that a Kshira will come to be over Nisid Raisa. Mashma, right now, by making this knot, there's no Nisid Raisa. So Rashi says, Lebaram Rashi, the osel of the Chiyuv Chatis, the Medina, is the Gzeiro Shema Yiksha Keshisha Kayoma. Like it could be you'll have a way of doing it that's only osel of the Rabbanan or not. Make the knot on Das with your mind that you'll take it out right away. Which is mutter midiraisa. So why isn't that mutter? So that's the explanation. No, since a kshira, by making the knot, sometimes it will stay there, loilam, lekayama, which is also midiraisa, therefore any kshira is also, even a kshira which is not shokayama. Mashenke in a bow, which is never shaft to be over, nisidiraisa, there the rabbonim will make them. And in the base, by the migdash, mashenke in chutz from the base of migdash, it's also. Hadrin lecha moitzit film, slikulam, mesechta ervin.